Today's podcast will be on the mechanisms behind anaerobic and aerobic metabolism. We will first explore the mechanisms behind anaerobic glycolysis before jumping on board with aerobic metabolism. So what happens when we don't have a sufficient supply of oxygen? Organisms will undergo anaerobic glycolysis. Anaerobic glycolysis is a metabolic process in which glucose, a sugar molecule, is broken down without the use of oxygen. Like aerobic glycolysis, which metabolizes glucose in the presence of oxygen, it produces energy for the cells. Breaking down glucose without using oxygen also produces lactate. However, when the process is prolonged, it generally leads to lactic acidosis, which causes a decrease in the pH levels of the blood. It is usually alleviated when normal oxygen levels return to the cell and aerobic glycolysis takes over. Typically, anaerobic glycolysis occurs in muscle cells during vigorous physical activity. When the energy requirement for a particular action is not adequately met by aerobic means, the muscle cell produces glucose without the use of oxygen in order to produce energy quickly. Eventually, the surrounding tissue is flooded with lactate and the muscle activity generally decreases. As the lactic concentration increases in the blood, it is slowly converted back to glucose in the liver with the aid of oxygen. This conversion of glucose to lactate and lactate back to glucose is called the Cori cycle, and a prime example of this is a sprinter at the athletics. When aerobic metabolism occurs, there are three stages: aerobic glycolysis, the Krebs cycle, and the electron transport chain. During each stage, a number of chemical reactions take place which form the overall cellular respiration. The outcome of aerobic glycolysis is that the glucose molecule is broken down into 2-pyruvate, or pyruvic acid molecules, which are broken down further in the Krebs cycle and then broken down further again in the electron transport chain. This process results in the production of around 32 to 36 ATP, or adenosine triphosphates, and 2 water molecules. This process only occurs when there's a sufficient oxygen supply in the muscle and is often used in fairly aerobic activities, so a marathon runner. So for today, the most important things that you need to take away from this podcast are that anaerobic glycolysis requires no oxygen to produce ATP, none whatsoever, and it is generally used in high intensity activities. So that could be like a high jump, a long jump, it could be a 400 meter sprint or a 200 meter sprint. Whilst aerobic metabolism, requires the presence of oxygen to produce ATP and has 3 stages. Aerobic glycolysis, the Krebs cycle, and the electron transport chain. The next podcast, we will focus on the specifics of each stage of aerobic metabolism and how exactly we break down that glucose molecule at the beginning of aerobic metabolism. Until next time, I hope you enjoyed this introduction about aerobic metabolism and anaerobic glycolysis.